it should be immediately obvious to anyone that when we export from the United States, we're increasing wealth within the United States. So the fact that the Department of Energy felt compelled to conduct an economic study of that, it does seem obvious, but the study does seem to be a very well-done study, and it finds that in all scenarios, the United States benefits economically from increased natural gas exports.
So obviously this is of great interest to a lot of Western energy producers, right?
That's right, because here in the West, we are able to increase our production to meet any increase in demand that would come about with exports. As you see, we've got an oversupply of natural gas in the West and across the country. So we believe that Western producers could easily fill that gap and increase production to meet new demand for exports.
Right. Now, as you mentioned, there's a lot. I mean, there's kind of an oversupply of natural gas right now. I'm just curious, would there be a downside, though? Because one of the positives of that is that prices are really low right now. Would prices go up if we start exporting?
Well, I believe we have enough supply in the West to meet any increased demand so that we would still operate in an environment of very abundant natural gas, and that means very affordable prices for U.S. consumers. So because of that huge oversupply, we have more than enough where we can export overseas while still maintaining affordable, reliable, and clean natural gas for U.S. consumers.
All right. So what is standing in the way of now exporting liquid natural gas?
The Department of Energy must, the Department of Energy has to license any new terminals. And they are receiving political pressure not to do so. So the administration decided to do an economic analysis so that they could reassure those with concerns that the economics of exporting makes sense. So this report is very good news for the United States to go forward and start exporting natural gas.
All right. And technologically, we're there, right? I mean, I don't know the process of converting this into a form that could be shipped, but I'm assuming we have the technology for that.
Yes, we absolutely do. And in fact, countries around the world are exporting LNG. So it requires terminals to be constructed, and you must compress down the natural gas so you get enough onto a tanker that it can take it overseas. The administration decided, instead of moving forward with approving those licenses, that they would wait to do a study. The study is done. The study is very compelling. It says very clearly that the United States benefits overall from exporting natural gas. So we believe that the administration should move forward with those export licenses.
Okay. One thing I saw in the just the first part of the report is that it wouldn't really create new jobs in the industry, but would just sort of shift them around. But, you know, as someone who works on the industry side, what do you think?
Well, that was a bit of a puzzling aspect of the report, because obviously when you produce more, you create more jobs, and you create significant jobs. Mm-hmm. There is a comment period on the study. We will certainly be commenting on that because we believe that they underestimated the amount of jobs that would be created. But in general, they did find that there's a benefit, that there's increased employment, and that the United States GDP increases substantially.